Hi, I'm Javi for Res Life. Have you ever seen the Pixar short film with the birds on the power line? It is hilarious. These little birds all gather on a power line, probably enjoying the warm wire on their toes, and things are getting a little cramped when all of a sudden, a big bird shows up on a nearby pole. He's a little dorky and definitely is not one of them. So when he flies over and plops down right in the middle of them all, the little birds are not happy. Well, because he is so big and they are all squished in against him on the greatly sagging power line, the big dorky bird spins upside down and just hangs there. Seeing an opportunity to get rid of this imposter, the two closest birds start pecking at his toes, forcing him to let go of his hold on the wire. And all the rest of the little birds are cheering them on. It gets a little sad for a minute, but then it gets funny again when the little birds finally succeed in getting the big bird to let go, only to have themselves catapulted into the air. Then they all fall into the ground, featherless from their sky-high launching. Like I said, hilarious. The silliest part is that we do the same thing all the time in our own lives. We become so intent on getting rid of someone because they don't fit in, or we just don't like them, that we end up hurting ourselves. Even if we don't get hurt, the damage is still done because Christ has instructed us to love and value one another. Listen to this Bible passage from 1 Corinthians chapter 12 that tells us that everyone has their part to play in the body of Christ. Quote, "For the body itself is not made up of only one part, but of many parts. So then, the eye cannot say to the hand, 'I don't need you,' nor can the head say to the feet, 'Well, I don't need you.' On the contrary, we cannot do without the parts of the body that seem to be weaker. Neither can we ignore them for the parts we like more. God himself has put the body together in such a way as to give greater honor to those parts that need it. And so there is no division in the body, but all its different parts have the same concern for one another. If one part of the body suffers, all the other parts suffer with it. If one part is praised, all the other parts share its happiness. All of you are Christ's body, and each one is a part of it."